A prophet once said that peace is infinitely harder to make than war. Camp David was not an end, but a beginning.
The legacy of Camp David is still to be determined by historical events. 6 months after the Camp David Accords were signed with a great sense of euphoria and thanksgiving, the progress had in effect been aborted. There was no follow-up. We couldn't even get a treaty between Israel and Egypt. So perhaps I took our nation's prestige and my own political future in my hands and decided to go to Cairo and to Jerusalem to make one last-minute appeal to Begin and Sadat to conclude a peace treaty. And we were finally successful. That peace treaty has stood the test of time. The other part of the Camp David Accords have not been so successful because of various reasons. We've not been adequately successful in inducing Israel to withdraw from the West Bank and Gaza, nor in granting to the Palestinians full autonomy as required or their basic human rights. But no matter what happens in the future, in the efforts to bring about peace, the basic premises of the Camp David Accords will have to be the foundation for progress to be expected in years to come.